这个卡卡斯的山。另外 ，they said those things been known for more than 15 to 20 years. The guy that is still left us is no pigeonhole. He wants to go out in the evening. You know what is 200,000? So imagine if you are a father and you are investing all these things with an expectation in heart, one, that at a certain time and season, that this person will become this. Is it not true? Are you not seeing where I'm going? So the investments of God in our life is with, it comes with an expectation that at certain seasons in our life, we will become certain things. So if at that season you are not that thing, you are a perverse generation. Verse 12. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be what? The first principles of the oracles of God. And I become such as have need of milk. Mark the words in the scripture. For example, it's not whether you use milk or meat is not choice. See, it's need. So there are people that when they read this sort of scripture, they start forcing meat on themselves. It won't work. It will become what? The Bible says that you have need. So the only thing that if there is any benefit that you will get from God, it has to be brought as milk. That's your need. Even if you go and carry, have you seen a small baby? Those ones that the one that there is one, that one you are afraid to carry. Have you seen those ones? You will know now. Those ones you are afraid to carry. You are afraid that if you carry, you don't know where to carry because the head is still soft. Everywhere is soft. If you do one small thing, that baby can have a permanent dislocation. I'm telling you. Is it not my mother that said that she carefully shaped all of her head? Let me tell you, some of the people that have Isimma, you know Isimma, the head that, why am I saying this now? You know, there is a head that is elongated like this. Some of them is the carelessness of the mother, actually. There is a way a mother will continue keeping the child, it will form that way. My mother said she carefully was using hot water to be shaping this my big head until it becomes normal. Glory be to God and thanks be to her. You need to hear the story of the battle she went through. I'm telling you, it's terrible battle. One of my siblings would have been crippled by now if not for my mother. With prayer and terrible. You need to know what I mean, literally. We use rope, things, tie the leg, carry it, put inside shoe. The person will be crying with tears. My mother said, "He's not my child, that will be you." And then the person turned out. Believe it or not. Mothers have great impact. There are still some children that are sons of perdition. No matter what you do, they will still be sons of Belial. But under normal circumstances, good mothers. How did I get here? Back to what I'm saying. So there is a position you find yourself, you will have certain needs. So I'm trying to make you mark some words in this scripture. Number one is
time.
In fact, two things I want you to mark in verse 12 is time and need. There are many other things, but the two things I want you to mark is time and need. Time and need. Time and need. So, do you know what it means? It means that as of this time, let me start. Justice, my father is a pastor, man. So how long have you been born again? Aiko Samila. Maiko Sabelo. Sorry. How long? It's been long. Hi. So, as of now, let's say you are God. What is the expectation on your life? For when for the time ye ought to be teachers. Bro, Ike is telling you I spoke in tongues 30 years ago. I hope you are the only one that knows who is Bro Ike. Okay, you are the only one. Glory to God. So that is all they have to show. So that if you look at them now, you notice that if you touch them, you notice that they have need of it. It's not, some of them can be doing as if they are big man of God, big man of God. But you look at them, they are need. It's not want. I have seen some pastors, they started talking about the prophetic and apostolic and all those dimensions, realms, portals, traffic, civilization, and they start talking their own. Before you know it, they entered into error. Before you know it, most of them became herbalists. Yes, now. Are you not seeing some of those things they are drawing? Hindu religion, Buddhist. I hope you know that the soul has a latent power, born again or not. That is what the Japanese Sokagakai take advantage of, and they use it to cure cancer. Cancer will disappear. How do you think some of those things that are acting in Chinese movies actually real? You see somebody, he will jump and then hang in the air. And then you see somebody, she will do like this, vroom, 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 and fly from here and jump on that. How do you make your soul so strong and large that the weight of your soul will be heavier than the weight of your body? If you, are you with me? If you want to fly, what do you do? You make your body light and your soul heavy. How do they do it? Some of them will be doing meditation. Have you heard of yoga meditation? What are they trying to do? They are trying to align, tap into the latent power, the soul. The soul has latent power. Have you not been angry with somebody so much that something bad happened to the person? Say the truth. What is happening? You think it's God that is doing that one? It's a lie. It's the soul has capacity to do that. Haven't you been so happy with somebody that the person started feeling it? In fact, let me give you an example. You can stay here now. You have not seen me. You will know I'm unhappy with you. How? How do you know? How? Have you not noticed it? There are times I will stay like this. I will know, this person is waging war with his or her soul against me. And because I'm very, very experienced in those things, there is a way you activate your own and you ward off those nonsense. There are many warfares. And it takes place in the mind. There is a way you can sit there and push something towards somebody's mind. Push it, push it. Suddenly, the person will pick the frequency. He is not Holy Ghost. He is the latent power of the soul. Because even a normal person can do it. So you don't go and rejoice again. You say, if you know how God created me, don't find my trouble. Oh. Everybody that finds my trouble, no. You are taking advantage of the fallen side of your soul to afflict men. There are latent power in the soul. There are people, the will of their soul is so strong that you can hardly bend them. They are not born again. I was at Enugu and they were telling stories that if you go to Imo State, that small children, 8, 7, 8, 9 years, they don't chop wish. Your children can be filled with the Holy Ghost. I say it again, your children. I'm not saying born again. Tongue speaking. We have seen it. Anyway, we have seen some examples. You know now, it's not just Joshua. All the children in RCA, if you go to that, they are this thing. They have the children. They do Bible course every. And if you see children, 2, 3, 4, 5 years to 10 years to 12 years, they'll just be blasting in tongues. It's not tongues sharing mama. Sharing mama. And the only thing you know is sharing mama. When will your sharing mama change? These children are already moving. Their vocabulary, it was Pastor Chris. That's Pastor Chris is. There is a way he is saying serious something, but he is saying it in such a way that you will accept it. Have you seen another person that does that is a man? He is actually telling you are a fool. But he's saying it in such a way that you accept it and say thank you. Anyway, we are not constructed like that. Pastor Chris said, your tongues, after 2 years, is still sharing mama. You are possibly still saying the same thing. When will you grow up? I'm saying children can. The spirit of a man, what makes the spirit of a man young or old? Is it physical age? What makes the spirit of a man young or old? Is it physical age? It's only your body that ages. Maybe your soul, because your soul grows by experience. I hope you know. How does your soul grow? Experience. Your soul is like memory card. It stores the events that happens in your life and it develops according to the circumstances that it faces. Are you with me now? So, the information that your soul knows, whether it's your intellect, the intellect of your soul, is what you have been taught from primary school, both from your friends, your family, and your school. So, your worldview and orientation is based on those things. What's happening? So, how old is your spirit? Anyway, my point is this. He said that those small children, they are giving people wish to shop, their classmates. If you, they said that if you shout Holy Ghost, you will not say fire in the night. They will come and the way they will deal with you. Small children collecting pregnancy, causing miscarriage up and down. He said there is one that was living in somebody's house. Once people go out, she will gather all the children in the neighborhood. How she does it, you won't know. You won't even know that this number of children are in this neighborhood. So the man came and rebuked and said, why are you always, I've told you not to be. You know what the small girl did? The brother, this is a pastor, the brother wrote jam and scored very high mark in jam. Scored very high mark in post UMB. In fact, the cutoff for the course is going, he passed it by way far. The only thing, as a matter of fact, the uncle is a lecturer. So he is part of the people that supervises the giving of admission. So he was there monitoring the progress of that. Even if he didn't qualify, the uncle would have also, only for admission to come out, they didn't see the name. They went to the man that gave it, said, I saw the name, I personally monitored it. They went and brought the spreadsheet where they wrote the name. Lo and behold, there was no name there. They said, no, what is happening? They now went to JAM and checked. Lo and behold, there was no name in JAM. It was later. The young girl now confessed that he's the one that went to JAM and removed the name. Went to university, removed the name. Went to... You don't need visa. There's another visa. When he was saying it, I don't know why something stirred in my spirit. I said, if they can remove them, we can put them. So when I come and prophesy to you, you don't need to take exam. You don't need to. As I'm talking to you, if need be now, you can stay here without doing anything and your name will appear. How can somebody take JAM? The person is monitoring your name. Suddenly your name disappear. Go to JAM, disappear. How? Who did it? It's only OJB that knows being part of this. Imagine your name is in UNN graduating list. You have done everything now. And suddenly when the time for, what's the next one now? Internship. Yes. They want to bring out names and everything. You know? And then your name is not there. And then you went to school to check. They say, we don't have your name. They check. Well, they didn't see it. No red number. Then you now went to department, to faculty. They say they don't know. That your file is not. You now went to department. They said, did you go through this department? We have seen your face, but we didn't know. You say you finished it. They say, we know. We have seen your face. But where is your red number? Your name can disappear. Well, for the natural man, ideas rule the world. But we also understand from the supernatural perspective that it is not just ideas that rule the world. Spirits rule. Any idea that will survive in this realm is mostly as a result of an information given by a spirit. That is why we speak a lot about the sent word, the voice of God. Because if the idea you have backing what you are doing is an inspiration from the Holy Spirit, then there is nothing in time that can stop it from manifesting. It was Apostle Roman that was spoke in one of his distinct. He said, a boy went to the stream to go and fetch water. How many of you have heard that? He went to the stream to fetch water. Suddenly, a spirit appeared from that river and began to teach him how to make an idol. You see, some of these idols, you see, how did they know how to do the face? Have you even asked yourself? Something taught them. The spirit now told him that there is a way I want to upgrade you to begin to function at a frequency where you can tap and take advantage of my reality. He said, he prescribed to him some types of pepper to use. The way to use, when you use that pepper, you ascend. It's only you that is on the ground. Men ascend. You have to ascend before you do business. So when he ascended, he started seeing. The truth is that when you ascend well, the spirit, you must see. There is no way you won't see. Once you ascend, what will happen? You begin to see. Your eyes will open. Deal. Don't you see visions when you ascend? There is no believer that doesn't see. It's a lie. It's a lie. Every believer sees. Go and help her and put. Amen. So if those small children are able to do that at that age that they are, who told you that believers, small children, cannot do more? What is young or old? Is this your body? Probably your soul, which it has an impact though, because there are only a certain kinds of stuff you can only do with a small body. That's by the way. Now the Bible says, for when ye ought to be teachers, ye have need. When I start this thing now, you will see that even you have that need. Okay, let me ask us, what is righteousness? The weakest answer. Well, is he correct? He is correct, but you need to tell me how much is correct. Yes. I give him mark. He said he's the right standing with God. He's actually correct, too. To grade him 1 to 100. Ten. I make up the 9th. Okay. Where you there now? You there -20. We are still trying to define. You are telling me categories, types. No. What is righteousness? Sometimes you assume people know, they don't know. I'm so impressed. between the when you started coming here and now, your improvement is massive. Massive. There are people I'm impressed. Anyway, everybody, you can't stay here. You can't stay under me for months and not become something. It's a lie. It's either you stay or you go, but you must become something. 4 months. This is the clearest definition of what righteousness is. Righteousness is what? Let's say it. Is what? If you don't understand that righteousness is, if you just continue saying right standing, very soon in your interpretation of or exposition of what righteousness is, you start making mistakes. If we teach some things in righteousness, you will not be able to understand it. Because if you just base righteousness on right standing with God, it means that all we are trying to do is just to gain favor before God. Is it true? No, it's beyond that. God is trying to build himself in us. And the way he did it is to impart his nature in us. So when that nature grows, that means that God is growing in us. The reason why I'm saying this thing is that there are basics in righteousness. The whole Christian life, Christian faith is all about righteousness. So you, even though you are correct, so if we want to begin to analyze further what is righteousness, we can now say furthermore, righteousness is right standing with God. He said that the opposite of righteousness is evil. Is he correct? I thought you had the Sunday school teacher, Bible study, and everything. You had the revelations you used to share. Now, I'm not trying to bring you down. You know, if you survive here, if you are good here, then you are very good.
Right. has he did not see. He has seen it. So what it is that that very thing is qualifies him for something. That very thing is qualifies him for the presence. But the impartation of the nature of righteousness qualifies him. Extend it, you will now understand that when God comes in your life, what does he seek out? He seeks his name. How was righteousness imparted to your spirit? You said Christ. You are the righteousness of God. Don't stop there. Where? If you stop there, you are wrong. You will never be the righteousness of God. That is only possible in Christ. So, the measure of righteousness found in any man is the measure of Christ found in you. Now, there are two things. There is a difference between you in Christ and Christ in you. I hope you know it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. When you see a woman, and that is the principal foundational and more important thing. But when you now grow in that reality, then what is coming is what is exposed, the exposition in the book of John chapter 15. Jesus said,
by the time we are through, you'll be truly blessed. Some of the things I'll be saying, you are already experiencing it. Are you with me? I'm not saying most of you have advanced in experiencing it, but when you have understanding of your experience, what happens is that you can take care of some mistakes and hiccups along the way. Because this is how Satan functions. If he knows that you don't, you heal though, but you don't know how healing works, he will come and afflict you again. Have you seen people come to a healing meeting and then God will touch them and they are healed? And then they go home. Satan will tell them he's a liar. And then if he's a waist pain, something will just do as if he's paining you. And I say, hey, this thing is back, oh. It's back, oh. As soon as you say it's back, oh, you want to do like this, it will increase. Ah! Do you know, part of the reason is that you did not participate in your healing. That is why the best way to get people healed is through faith. Because if it's through faith, they participated in the healing. Why did you reduce my volume? Well, leave it. Don't worry. Come and follow us. If you participated in your healing, if that sickness comes again, you will know how to deal with it. But if you didn't participate in your healing, if it comes back, you can believe the lie of Satan. Are you hearing me? So that is why it is needful for you to understand the process that brought a reality into your life. So that if there is a need to reinvent that process, either in your life or in another person's life, If something happened along the way to question the authority of the experience that you are having. Are you with me? Don't you know Satan can question the authority of your experience? Haven't you noticed that a week we come like this and you experience a lot of favor? And then next week you are not seeing it. And then Satan will begin, you will begin to see a lot of reasons why he's like this and he's not like this. The reason is that you did not understand the process that made somebody favor you that day and gave you that day. If you knew it, you will replicate it. Replication is predicated on understanding. What you understand, you can reproduce it. If you understand it, you can what? Reproduce it. What's the time? We are stopping by 7. Check your time. 6. So we have 10 more minutes. Dio, we'll give your wife here. I always think those days, I used to think Northerners are very violent. If you touch them, they kill you straight. I didn't know there are some of them that can kill a fly. Okay. So, where we stopped is the word need. He said, which be first the principles of the oracles of God and become such as have need of milk. I have seen people that their need is milk. And because people will say, you have been born again for 10 years. Why are they still teaching you? Why are you still going to foundation class? Well, God, sometimes what you need is foundation class. So what is missing in many believers' life is foundation class. You are like this because you missed foundation class. I can ask you 7 questions of foundation school. You don't know it. Yes, sir. It is once you are through with foundation, one of the things it does for you is to ground you in basics. The only thing remaining after foundation is for you to grow. What foundation does for you is that if you continue doing what you were taught, you will end up where God will then for you. So if you have been doing something since what they did for you and called it foundation, they did foundation for you in Redeem now. That thing they did, if it's foundation indeed, if you continue doing that 5 minutes prayer, you will end up where God wants you. Is it true? When people teach you foundation well, they will teach you with your destiny in God, in front of their teaching. They know that any mistake, anything we do now, will cause you to have a skewered growth in God. K-leg. At best, you won't grow well. Have you been born again and you were not... See, there are 2 sets of people that grow the fastest. There are 2 sets of things that must happen to you as a young believer that will make you to grow. Anybody that passed through that process always grows faster than others. 1 is prayer. 2 is evangelism. If you see a believer that has been taught Bible too much, that didn't go and win souls, his understanding of what ministry is this thing. He will always be looking for this thing that does ministry. But a believer that When you got born again, it is in prayer meetings, and when they finish, they go out to win souls. That one grows faster, because when you go to win, before you go, you will pray now. Because if you know, you need to know that this area where they sell Indian hemp in this town, I hope you know. And it's also where prostitutes stay in this town. I hope you know. Whether it's here or there or wherever is their destiny. Even though we have seen in the spirit and God created something around, but that's by the way. I'm trying to tell you, let's say you go to preach to one of them and they didn't get born again. I hope you know there is a difference between evangelism and soul winning. What's the difference? What's the difference? You are correct. So, evangelism is just you are fulfilling the Bible, preach to them whether they believe or not. We preached. Yes. But soul winning is when you are possessed with the idea that this one must be born again. Sometimes before you go, you stay on your knees and say, give me 5 souls before I come back, oh God. Sometimes you say 10. Sometimes you say 2. Sometimes you say, give me at least a soul today. Because you know it's not easy to get a soul. The Bible says sometimes you preach to people and they don't get born again. Do you know why? It says that the God of this world has veiled their eyes so that they cannot see, that the glorious light of the gospel will not shine to them. So, Satan has city. I thought it was new battery. So this one you put now has died now. I cosa villa. Touch your neighbor, say capacity. The reason why God has not given some of you what you are crying for is that you will die. Imagine they just gave this battery has been crying for manifestation. Oh God, I want to manifest. I want to manifest. They now gave him opportunity. He dried up in 10 minutes. Sometimes God is saving us by delaying some of those things. He is saving us. He is saving us. He is saving you. He is saving you. Have you seen $1 million in gym text bag? And then you open it. He has his own perfume. No matter the perfume you wore today, that perfume can drown it. You will add 5 years to your years. That's the one, when you see it, a good holy sister will suddenly begin to think about. I hope you know there are things you never know you will think about until some kind money enter your hand. It's not that you will die. You don't know what you will do if 200,000 that has nothing to you, there is nothing to do with it, just landed. You will now see you are very foolish. You will just be passing on the main road and say, I like that dress. So. You will now do yourself like this. And then go and buy. The reason I with me. Like now, if you give me 1 billion, it means nothing. 1 billion. 10. Do you know why? My heart has enlarged. The enlargement of the heart is not saying, God, give me money. No. It is in such a way that when 1 billion come or leave, it does not affect my lifestyle. It does not affect my worldview. As I'm talking to you now, if I have 1 million, you won't know. It will not change the way I'm eating. It will not change the way I'm dressing. It will not change the way I'm thinking. It will not change anything. If there is anything I want to change, it is not when I have 1 million. I will change it now. If I need to change my shoe, I will save money and change it. It's not 1 million that suddenly made me decide to know. That's what God does to you. And then you know that this money will not carry you like water carry me go. Okay, you don't know your heart. Leave your toa. There is money you will see. Jesus. You know, what you will do. One of the things we do, you will come and deceive yourself and say, I don't want for myself. I just want my family to be okay. I just want my family. And then you will go to your family to go and show off. That's where that woman that has been searching for you will now give you elephantiasis. You come and say, Pastor, what did I do to people? What did I do to people? I'm trying to help them. There are things that are not prayer points. They are wisdom points. If you fail to be wise, you will now suffer. Sometimes God will not say anything. He will allow that thing to stay for 6 months before it will be healed. No matter the pastor that prays for it, no matter what you do, it will still stay for that 6 months before it will go. Do you know why? He wants to teach you a lesson so you won't do it again. He will heal you, but he wants to make sure you won't do that. Like you like that thing. They will now smash you. God like you. You have many people to call. Once anything happens, you just call. Hi. She is one of the people. If she calls me in the night, I will pick. You want to know how much level you are with somebody? People like me, call me by 12. I will not pick. The best I can do for you, if at all I want to respond to you, I say, sister, chat me up. Have I answered your call before? Because I'm sure I will not. If he calls you, not even me, make sure you answer. Do you know why? He doesn't just call. There are people that will call you. Have you called me? But we have chatted. Hello, Pastor. Now, verse 13 now said, as I round up, I'll just hit my point, then tomorrow will continue. By the mercies of God, if we can do basics of my teaching is in chapter 6. So all I'm doing is, once I hit chapter 6, then I will show you the 6 cardinal points. Then we go to search the scriptures to explain those 6 cardinal points of basic doctrines. Verse 13 now said, for everyone that use. Another key word you should mark is use. I said time. Number one is time. Number two is need. Number three is what? Use. The key word here is use. So the dimension of righteousness and the things of which we look into is not per explanation and per position and per potential. We are talking really about making use of it. Are you with me now? So it is in using that we now found out that some people are now babes, that some people are now matured. So how do you know matured people? Say use. You will not know who is matured or babe by just the talking. It is in use that we now know. So the talking is not enough. For everyone that uses milk, yeah, you know, there are some people that read this scripture and said, I'm not using milk, I'm matured, I'm not. Let me tell you, for your own safety, better use milk long enough. Haven't you noticed? Let me now use an example for you. Sometimes, in some seasons, even when you are using solid food, as this place later prescribed, some things can happen in your life. You need to go back to milk again. Go back to milk diet sometimes for a period of time until you steady back. Because in that state you find yourself, what you need is milk to bring you back, and then you continue. That even for mature people. Haven't you been sick and you can't eat rice and they're giving you milk and malt? Do you know why? That is what is the need. That's your, if you like, go and take rice now, it won't enter. Since you want to take rice by all means, yam. And what's that one? Swallow. There is one they call, who is from Osuka here? No, wait. Ibago. That one, the man I live with in secondary school, there is a way they cook their own. It's like stone. I'm telling you, it's like stone. Literally, they are not trying to exaggerate. The man will do it, swallow, and stay like this. I'll be doing head like this, doing head. The thing will now enter. He will now talk for two to three minutes. If this is not the one you eat and you'll be eating and talking, you will die. You know that in don't talk while eating. Don't talk while eating. You don't need to teach it this set of people. You will see life. You will faint. Like I went to fast those days. After fasting for 4 days, I came out, rushed to Santa Villa in UNM. Ordered one plate, loaded. Ordered half plate, loaded it. One and a half plate, went to my room, fainted. 5 hours. That's what it took me to come back. Has it not happened to you? Have you not done fast? There is one I did. See, learn from my experience. Don't do this one. I was doing fasting, doing something happened. I think 2 or 3 days or more. And then I said, let me stop. I now use Coke to stop. Ulcer almost killed me. I couldn't sleep. I was sleeping like this. I was saying, show me, mess me up. If you lack wisdom, knowledge, understanding, you will be at the prey of Satan. And he will make sure, if you are not careful, he will take advantage of you. So, in the seasons where you have health issues, what do? You go back to milk. So, you must understand milk. Are you hearing me? You can be walking and Satan will do something. And then you know you misbehaved. Eh? You must understand milk diet. That's not the time to come and be talking rems. And that's the time to understand your place in God. That the righteousness God has procured in Christ for you. The cost and effectiveness of the blood. Your acceptance. What makes for your acceptance in the beloved? Does it have to do with you? So, if it didn't have to do with you before you came in, how does it suddenly change to you doing something? See, these are the things you must be grounded in, because you can be running, and then you stumble. Are you with me now? When you stumble, on those seasons that you stumble, what do?
quickly take milk. I just pray you understood this thing I said. Because this is, I have told you people before, a deeper life. Why did I call deeper life? A pastor of a church that talk a lot about holiness. They are the one that owns holiness movement. The one that I already spoke about, the one, that one. He came and then somehow he committed adultery. And then the thing came in the open. They broadcasted it everywhere. The man went and committed suicide. That's hellfire straight. Because all you needed has been paid for by Jesus. What killed the man is pride. Yes. Because he is so... You might think, in that case, you might think, is your faith Jesus you are defending? It's a lie. You are actually defending your own righteousness, yourself, your reputation, what people think about you. And you are not interested in what God thinks about. What do you think God thinks about you in a certain case like that? He has forgiven you. All you need to do is to just ask, activate. It doesn't matter if everybody even say you are guilty. Say, I know I'm guilty. The only thing is repent and forsake it. Are you with me now? Let me give you an example. Haven't you seen an issue? You are going to preach and you don't. And suddenly, Satan will orchestrate something. Somebody will bash your motorcycle. Who is this person? You now cause. And then you realize you have preaching. Kai. Satan will say, look at you. You now enter the church to come and say, you are holy. Satan will say, bring you. Has it not happened to you?
Yes.
Even you. Now, let me tell you the words me I use. Even if I've done something wrong, do you know what I tell Satan? Because he's actually talking. You need to know he's talking. They call him the accuser. So he's saying, he's speaking. That thing you are hearing is not your thoughts, my friend. It's not your thoughts. Spirits are speaking to you. When he says it, I say, said, I don't have business with you. My business is with God. So if there is anybody that will be angry, I say, God, if you are angry, forgive me. In between me and you. When you finish and God gives you a witness, you turn to Satan. Command him to leave. You don't have business with him. It doesn't matter what happened. If there is an economy in God that supplies for the insufficiency of that moment, all you need to do is to lay hold on it. You don't have business. Satan can never bring anything good. Even when he's telling you you are wrong, even if you are wrong and he told you are wrong, he has wrong intentions in telling you are wrong. You see, when the Holy Spirit tells you are wrong, it's different from when Satan tells you are wrong. Holy Spirit tells you are wrong to put you on the right path. Satan tells you are wrong to push you totally away. You need to understand the two of them. One is correction. The other one is condemnation. You have to be... Sometimes they look the same, but it's not true. But they are actually different. And there is such a thing as that. So what we do is that we test it. Once you have those thoughts, what do you do? Test it. They are testing materials. Test it with the blood. Test it with blood. Test it by the spirit. Once you begin to test it, if it's Satan, he will go. Tomorrow we'll continue. Just pray in the spirit for 1 minute. We'll deal with this thing. We'll deal with it well. We'll deal with faith. Deal with all of them. Just pray in the spirit. Tell God that, thank you, Jesus, for instructing my heart. I am grounded in this word that I heard.
My spirit has received it. My understanding is fruitful. I will leave it. I will walk it out. Just pray in the next 30 seconds. Jigrota bada kante lembre to la gabanta la davanatwa. Jabre kota kambre de benente le de gebre de bete to katus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's pray over these prayer points for 2 minutes and then we go and come back for tomorrow. Stretch forth your hands. Stretch forth your hands. Ask God to do mighty things. There is almost 100 prayer points here. God have to respond. Sonamanta grata babile to goskata kabanta le dimanatua. Jate bante grota gabande dekete kebrete betulata ba. You are not praying. Jibrete bete bento kambreta badanta da 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 badata. Jabra kapato kubondo broto bota kambre. Janimanta brakata kambrete bende de 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 dida. Rata patata da 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 dida. Jambre to boto koboskata kambreta. Tile kebento la kambrata patanta la da intervene. Intervene. I quotan de debro sagabanta dambra. Iegete de dia. I sobrenda patoa sakabantali ratapapo babogosk ratapabanta ratapapremo for 1 more minute. I te debadanta. We receive the answers, we receive the interventions, we receive the deliverances, we receive the healings, we receive the miracles. Inamata kandele bunda, I kandele brenoboko sadam ratala. Jesus Sataila Sataila Abrekunta Kabenantalia. In the name of your holy son Jesus, Father, we ask that you answer. Show great mercy, great intervention, manifestation of your power and wisdom. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You can come and cast your seed. Tomorrow we meet again by 5 p.m.